Good morning. I'm Tony Maness. Let's chat with Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Tony.
Lots of business news to talk about this morning. Let's talk restaurants in the Valley.
Yeah, we have like a little bit of a roundup of restaurants that are coming, mostly coming to the Central Valley. So there's finally another Marie Callender's that's coming to Fresno. It's actually just opened this past Friday in time for Thanksgiving. The last two Marie Callender's closed back in August of last year, so this is good news. So the Marie Callender's at Shaw and Cedar Avenues, it's across from Fresno State, but opened, like I said, on Friday. They're only selling pies through the end of the year, and they're going to have dine-in service starting next year. This means jobs for another 18 people here in Fresno, and folks can get their pie fix. Another restaurant coming is going to be into the former Tower Sushi space at the Tower District. They closed early on in the pandemic, and then there's a new restaurant and bar coming there called Vibes Restaurant and Lounge. It's Vibes with a Z. They recently got their liquor license. They could open in a matter of weeks. We also have a Taiwanese-style ice cream place coming to the Riverview Shopping Center near Woodward Park. It's called Infinity. The tea is spelled like the drink, and that, of course, means that they're also going to be having boba tea there. Last but not least, Dutch Bros is coming to the South Valley. We have one that opened in Lemoore back in November 6th. Sanger is going to get a location next year, and then Visalia just signed a lease. Not sure when they're going to be opening, but it should be coming soon for all those folks that love that Dutch Bros coffee.
Those are all exciting places, and we're looking forward to visiting those, Gabe. Now, the old line is you buy a new car, and as soon as you drive it off the lot, it devalues. So you have some information on cars keeping their value here in the Valley, and you got the best for us.
Yeah, this is really interesting. So there's this online car website called iccars.com. They released a report of which cars retain and as well as lose their value best, specifically for our area, the Fresno-Visalia area. So what they found is on average, new cars lose about half of their value after about 5 years. So that kind of tracks with what we know. The highest rate of depreciation here is, after 5 years, is the BMW 5 Series, which loses about 70% of its value after 5 years, followed by the Infiniti QX60, the BMW 3 Series, the Chevy Camaro, the Buick Enclave. If you're wanting a car that's going to hold its value here in the Central Valley, you're going to want to go with the Toyota Tacoma pickup. Only loses about 21.5% of its value after 5 years. That's followed by the Jeep Wrangler Unlimited, the Toyota Tundra, the Toyota 4Runner, and the Honda Civic. That rounds out that list here in the Central Valley.
So, well, the top four, all trucks and SUVs. That sounds like the Valley right there, doesn't it, Gabe?
I know, it really does.
And probably white in color, too.
Exactly.
Hey, great info, buddy. Have a great week, okay?
You too, Tony. Thank you.
All right, and all news that is business, you can get all the info on these stories and all news that is business if you pick up a copy of the Business Journal or check them out online.